With just over 4 weeks to go and trailing in many battleground states, campaign advisors for John McCain admitted over the weekend that they would more aggressively attack Barack Obama. And in that respect, GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin did not disappoint this morning in Clearwater. An estimated 6,000 people showed up in Coachman Park, many before dawn, for an event which began shortly after 8 a.m. with a number of local Republicans attempting to fire the crowd up, like Governor Charlie Crist.
Okay, so with 30 days or so to go, it's giddy up time.
Preceding Crist on the dais was St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker, who has never sounded more animated as he tore into Obama.
We want somebody that says, let's do the surge, not somebody that says, if you do the surge, it won't work, it'll get worse, which is what our opponent has said. And now that it's working, he said, well, I kind of said that, I didn't say it, maybe I said it, who knows what I said.
In her 20-minute address, the Alaskan governor recited the core of her stump speech with recent additions criticizing Barack Obama here on Iraq and Afghanistan.
And he said that our troops in Afghanistan are just, quote, air raiding villages and killing civilians. And that's not what our brave men and women in uniform are doing in Afghanistan. The U.S. military is fighting terrorism and protecting us and our values.
Palin talked about her experience as a mayor and governor, but noticeably did not talk about stopping the so-called Bridge to Nowhere. That's after media organizations reported that she actively supported that bridge until funding was already stopped by Congress. She also talked about energy, a subject where John McCain has said shows off some of her foreign policy credentials. She said the Republicans want a comprehensive approach, including nuclear, wind, and solar, and yes, drilling for oil, which led to the mantra first invoked with joy at the Republican National Convention last month.
Look at these sources of energy here in Florida that are still sitting untapped, and we'll tap into them, along with environmentally friendly offshore production. We do need to drill here and drill now. Now you can chant the drill, baby, drill. Yes.
Palin's entrance onto the national scene, mainly after her speech at the Republican National Convention, was a sensation, and John McCain for the first time this year overcame Obama in many national polls. But support for Palin in particular has soured in recent weeks, specifically after a series of undistinguished interviews with CBS News anchor Katie Couric, leading one national conservative columnist to call for her to step down from the ticket. Palin apologized for those interviews today and tried to laugh it off, making a reference to comic actress Tina Fey's recent impersonation of her.
You know what? In response to critics after that interview, what I should have told them was, I was just trying to keep Tina Fey in business, just giving her more information. Job security for SNL characters. All right.
And for the third straight day, Palin alluded to Obama's relationship with William Ayers, a co-founder of the Weather Underground, a radical group formed in the 1960s that bombed buildings.
Barack Obama says that Ayers was just someone in the neighborhood, but that's less than truthful. His own top advisors said that they were, quote, certainly friendly. In fact, Obama held one of his first meetings of his political career in Bill Ayers' living room. And they've worked together on various projects in Chicago. And
today, Obama's senior strategist, David Axelrod, said that Obama was unfamiliar with Ayers' background when they first met together in 1995. The New York Times reported on a major piece on Saturday that the two men were never close. After the speech, WMNF spoke with several of those people in attendance who were happy that Palin is continuing to reference Ayers, such as Brian Walsh.
I'm very happy that she brought up Bill Ayers. And I think that needs to come out. You know, maybe they waited this long for it to come out for a reason, to put pressure on the last 30 days or so. And I like the way it's headed. I hope that it succeeds.
A Clearwater woman named Nancy said she liked the references to the former Weather Underground member.
Well, I'm glad that she talks about it because nobody else does.
You think the media's not been bringing that up enough?
No. They're letting him slide on too much. And I'm glad she calls him out on it.
What else do you think the media's not talking enough about Barack Obama?
I think just his whole political career, his no voting, the people he spends time with, his community service, if that's what you want to call it.
A man named Jim wore a button which showed a picture of Barack Obama next to Osama bin Laden. The button asked, what's the difference? Just a little BS?
He did it, so why not talk about it? That and then his reverend, that church he went to for 20 years. that hates white people, and then all of a sudden he doesn't go there anymore. You can't trust them.
The event was tightly controlled by the McCain campaign, perhaps too tightly. Before the event, this reporter was attempting to speak to citizens, but was told by an organizer that I could not do so.
What is the biggest issue for you as a mom living in Lutz here and all the issues that are going on in the country? What's the biggest one for you?
Actually, you're supposed to be in a designated press area. I need to escort you over there now.
Okay, I was just saying.
No, we need to go over here, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Why can't I talk to people?
Well, because this is what the campaign has instructed us to do. Okay. We need to be in a certain area, so I'll be happy to escort you over here.
Okay.